He takes the snap.
That's going to do it.
Vanderbilt
biggest win
it.
In Vanderbilt history.
Is this real life? You bet. Vanderbilt beats Alabama for the first time in a generation. The greatest moment in Vanderbilt football history.
I'd like to get something for you, Clark. Something really nice.
It never gets old hearing that. Real nice, Clark. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game when Vandy beat Alabama. What a day that was. We bring in the SEC Coach of the Year, Clark Lee, who is on the line with us. Coach, congratulations. How the heck are you?
I'm doing so well. I've got these my wife has been gifted these a hat and a sweatshirt that it says, "She's a beaut, Clark," from Chris Rickett. So she's wearing those around as a reflection of her, which she should. That's appropriate. But love the Christmas vacation reference there.
That's fantastic. Look, I know the season's not done yet. The Birmingham Bowl coming up on the 27th. We will be there. We're going to come down and do the show. And obviously it'll be on these airwaves starting at 1 o'clock. But just as you've had a little bit of time to kind of look back on the regular season, I know six wins is obviously not the end goal, but considering where you guys were as a program and now what you've built to, how special was this season?
Well, it's special because it's an important marker for us. And, you know, to get where we want to go, we have to get, you have to get to the postseason. And look, we can sit and scrutinize game by game and say, you know, hey, woulda, shoulda, coulda. I mean, there's more wins on the schedule, obviously, that, you know, we need to play better. We need to find ways to finish. But just the overarching feeling I have is I'm really proud of our team. I'm proud of the way we showed up and competed. I'm proud of the progress we made through the season. I think you look at the win at Auburn there as we were kind of squeezing everything out of the tube in that moment. There's a lot that, you know, we can be proud but not satisfied, and that's kind of how I would say that's how I feel, and super excited to build on the progress of this season, you know, moving forward.
You know, I've told you this before, that I grew up here. Vanderbilt was the first team I really fell in love with, going to games. I watched you play. I mean, I was all in. And you know, I know you've heard this from fans, that there's times where it's like, you know, it just – maybe next year. But to watch this season unfold, you know, from not only what I do professionally but as a fan, was truly fun, because you guys beat Alabama. You get – it starts with Virginia Tech. I mean, these emotional wins. How special – I use that word again – was it for you to – and you guys to be able to do that – for those fans that have been through the ups, the downs, the good, the bad, the ugly, for so many years supporting the Commodores?
Oh, so meaningful. I think in so many ways, like, this is such a trap for me, because, I came back here to kind of resuscitate this program. I believe in it. I believe in what it can be. Yeah, I think we have to learn how to treat it like a high level program. We have to learn how to respect it that way. And that starts internally. We have to learn how to invest in it and love it, so that the external results reflect that investment. But so the trap for me is that I came back so that people can be proud of it. And so many people that have been frustrated for so long can look at something and find joy in it. And it's hard because, you know, to get to this point where, you know, we finally feel like we're trending in the right direction, it's also come as a result of a lot of adversity and a lot of hard times. And so every Vanderbilt fan that I interact with that shows appreciation for what we're doing and says thanks, it deepens my gratitude to have the ability to be here and be here in this moment and to see it come into life. And, you know, my biggest feeling is, for as excited as I am and as joyful I am to share in their joy, you know, I need to continue to go back to that kind of well of kind of maniacal competitive sickness I have to say, you know, but this, we're not done. You know, we got to keep this thing rolling and going. And I think one thing too, when you look at our games, there's still a gap between us and this conference. And we closed that gap to a level to where, you know, we pretty well were in every game we played this year. I think South Carolina was the one that really kind of got away from us. But even that happened in the second half. And I just feel like we ran out of depth and ran out of steam. But ultimately, we have to use this moment to go and to level up in terms of our personnel. We have to deepen the development within our systems, retain the right people to keep us moving in the right direction and not lose our foundation. And you know, if we do that effectively, you know, we can really start having some fun around here. And that's kind of what motivates me moving forward. But certainly, the spirit that's growing around this program is incredibly meaningful to me personally, and I do not take that for granted.
Coach Joe here, and I do think you are crazy beautiful, because at some point when you're at Birmingham Southern and you got a light in your head that said, you know what, I'm going to go play football and walk on in an SEC school, that's crazy, right? And that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm I use a different word. I'm the right kind of messed up. That's substitute for more colorful. Well, I won't do that to you guys. But, in so many ways, too, I think you have to be. And that doesn't mean, too, like, we have a saying in our program, belief is a practice. And I can think of any number of times over the course of the last 4 years where, you know, I felt challenged to the point of, you know, question and doubt and fear and all those things that I think every human battles when they're on a quest to do something big and, they're inspired to do it. I just, you know, I think in each of those moments, there was enough of the right people around me that spoke confidence into me and that got me on my feet, including my wife. And just, we kept swinging at it. And again, belief as a practice means that if you can believe it to the point at which your belief influences your habits, behaviors, and actions, the action you take, you can make it happen. And
yes,
there's a lot of skill in this conference. One thing that happened from 22 to 23 that was a great lesson was we made progress in 22 and we lost it all in 23. And part of that's because the league has strengthened so much. The SEC is starting to look more and more like the NFL. And so we can't passively grow this program. We have to actively grow it. And that was great learning for us. And again, hopefully the course changes we made in that experience are going to impact the growth that we need to have moving forward too.
Coach, I'm a big fan of journeys and destiny and fate. The fact that you're taking your football team as a head coach to Birmingham, to a place where you made the decision to leave baseball and go coach football, I mean, this is something, I'm not sure a screenwriter could put this together.
Well, certainly, I think, too, considering, you know, Birmingham Southern has since shuttered its doors, which is so unfortunate because it's a great place and a great school. But these are stomping grounds. I think the other thing about this was, you know, I identify that early college time as a real, like, it was a real soul search for me and a real time of identity formation that is meaningful to me. But look, I'm going to tell you right now, this game is not about me. This is about our team having one more opportunity. We talk in this program, and we've talked in this program about the historical significance of this game. For us, you know, there's a gold cowbell trophy that we have with Georgia Tech, which will be important for us to bring home. We're looking for the first winning season since 2013, first bowl win since 2013. You know, this is a 10th bowl game for us in 134 years of football. Wow. And all those things are meaningful, but we are certainly not sitting back and just celebrating right now. You know, we're going to be hard at work to finish this the right way and to go down there and get a win.
Coach, Kevin Ingram was supposed to go to your office and apologize for me and Chase because and I'm glad you're here. I mean, we thought you guys might win three games this year. I've never been more proud, Coach, to eat crow and eat whatever it is because I'm so proud of you guys for what you've done, and I've never been so proud to be wrong in my life.
Well, we're, listen, right now, I want to be in the business of proving people wrong and eventually proving them right as we get this to sustain success. But no apologies needed. I mean, look, we didn't do enough last season to inspire people to get on board. And honestly, you know, you had to know the pulse internally to know that, you know, things were heading in the right direction. But that win against Virginia Tech was a huge start to our season. I think the best part of that game was the fact that we had to battle back in it, because so often, even in my time here, in a really frustrating way, like I felt like when adversity's hit, that we've been overcome and we haven't fought back. And for our team to exercise control in that moment, to battle back, to show belief — again, belief is a practice — to step in the action they needed to go win the game, that set the course for us to reach for the things that we reach for this season. And what growth looks like is we double down on systems, we continue to enhance personnel, but you also look at a team that at times played down to competition too. And so we have to find and set a standard here internally for our performance and what our expectations are, and reach for those every week, and independent of who we're playing. Because what we learned is when we do that, you know, we'll be in every game that we play and we'll have a chance to win.
Clark Lee is with us. And, you know, in today's era of college sports, not just football, you know, everything is year to year, you know, with the transfer portal and NIL and all of that. But looking at somebody like Diego that made the decision to come to Vanderbilt for a year, he obviously wants to stay. There's obviously more with that. And you brought in Jerry Kill and Tim Beck. How do you think that can help you moving forward when it comes to not only recruiting high school kids, but also recruiting out of the portal?
Well, I think you look at the other person. I mean, there's a lot of these stories. I want to be careful not to go through each one individual, but, you know, Cordae Sidnor, the impact he made, Randon Fontenette, the impact he made on defense. You know, you look at Eli Stowers, who is a first team all SEC tight end, and who's making a choice right now whether to come back or, you know, be a top 4-round draft pick. I mean, those are things that really strengthen our position. As we, you know, like Eli, you know, had a chance to play 1 year and go to the NFL, and he needed opportunities and he needed development, and he got that here. And so, and he got the platform to do it in a way that garnered the recognition. And obviously Diego is a perfect example. I mean, you know, he's built a reputation. He's built a market around his competitive personality, his identity. And it's also kind of brought to life this idea that we've always talked about, but we just have never been able to prove it, is like Nashville is such an incredible place for you to play college football. And people pay attention to what's going on in this city. And so there's so much momentum to be gained from that success. And there's so much learning in that for us as a program, that, you know, those narratives are strengthened with the success that we've shown our players to have coming out of the portal.
Do you feel like, I know with bowl games in this era, you know, some guys will, you know, not play or whatever. Do you think you're going to have everybody for the Birmingham Bowl?
I do. I mean, I think, you know, we're in a, this is kind of the most awkward part of the year, because we're essentially in, you know, negotiations with our team. And, you know, that started last week with some challenging conversations around, you know, where we needed to create some room in our roster to continue to elevate. And beyond that, you know, who are people in our program that want to play that are going to need to find that opportunity somewhere else, because it's not going to happen here. You know, there's a couple of guys that make that decision for themselves independent of, you know, what we want for them. Hey, they feel like it's in their best interest to go. So we've had a couple of those, you know, come up. But on the whole, we are – 4 practices in. We'll have today off. Practice 5 will be tomorrow, and we'll have practice 6 on Saturday. And I've got a team of guys that, even the ones that we had kind of mutual conversations about, you know, it's time to move on. Those guys, pretty much to a man, are participating in this game. that they're stitched into the fabric of this team. They're excited to finish well what we've started. And so this becomes a great celebration. And so as far as guys choosing not to play, I don't get any indicators of that. I don't see any signs that the guys are trying to find a way out. In fact, again, guys that would have every excuse to are actually finding ways in. And I think it's a testament to the amount of affection that these guys have for what we're doing and for each other. And again, the desire to finish it well.
I love that. Love hearing that. Coach, congratulations on the season. Obviously more to come. Looking forward to watching it build. And also Coach of the Year. It's very well deserved.
I appreciate you guys. Great to be with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Clark Lee, Vanderbilt, joining us here on the program. Always appreciate his time. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.